So today was day 10 of working on the kids. I finally, a few days ago, had reached my limit, I think. My body was starting to betray me after pumping it full of Red Bull and Monster and coffee and cigarettes, and just had a really hard time of it. Getting out of bed, staying kind of coherent. I had a lot more work this week than I usually do. Had some other obligations. I also had some friends come visit me. Just there wasn't a whole lot of time for really healthy, good writing. I got a lot of projects going on around the house, still trying to get this place fixed up. But excuses aside, it was long overdue to get back into that writing mode. And so tonight I sat down and I started working. With that more or less finished synopsis. And I decided just to jump in and do issue one and try to incorporate all my ideas because issue one was the one I didn't work on as hard in the synopsis. I wanted to make sure I knew where the series was headed, what foreshadowing I need to throw in, because this is a book with a mystery at its core. So as things went on tonight, my goal was to get half of it done, 12 pages. By the time I'm going to bed now, I've got about 14 pages done. I have some layouts to do, and then I want to finish the script and finish the layouts tomorrow night. The story's coming along really well. Since the last time I sat down and worked on this, I've talked to Arjun a whole lot more. It's starting to look intimidating as a whole, as a project, but that's a good thing because it'll feed, the creative willpower to overcome any kind of issues that come up, to have a tenacity to finish this project. Arjun is psyched. He's been really ill lately, but he's got till Tuesday to make a recovery before I send him the stuff and he has to get to work on it. Not has to. It's not like he is being forced at gunpoint. Hell, we're not even getting paid yet. But he wants this as much as I do, so we're very excited. I've thrown some of my newer ideas around at some friends. Things are looking good. I'm getting good feedback. When I finish this script, my first mission will be delivering it to my mother so that she can decide whether literary this is worth in reading for any audience. I trust her because of the intellectual that my mother is, her passion to see my creative work, and because she works with young adults in the past. She works with early childhood development now. She just has an eye for a story. It's kind of amazing. My mother actually can read like a 300-page book in a day without even trying. So to get her opinion on where things are headed as a non-comic book reader is very important to me. Also, I'm gonna run it by my comic book faithful friends. I'm gonna, give it to Jerry and see what he thinks. I'm actually thinking about taking it to Jim at the comic shop to let him have a brief read of it and tell me what he thinks. Leslie is adversed in comic books, and so I thought I'd have her read it. Nathan, of course, has been, kind of reading it as I go along and giving me ideas and bouncing off of me, continuity problems. And so I'm pretty sure that by the time Arjun reads this full script on Tuesday, the 1st of June, it will be a pretty well accumulated product that I'm happy with, that I know will be able to reach an audience. Because when you write for yourself, the story can have facets that are interesting to you and nobody else. And so that's my number one fear is because this isn't me writing for the top shelf. This is me writing for a top publisher. For Dark Horse to pick up on this book, it's going to have to be, it'll have a demographic. It'll have an age group that it's meant to be read by. It'll have, the comic book code. Is this A for all ages, T for teen? Or, is this an adult-only book? And I don't even know what I'm aiming for yet in that respect, but I would like to know what the readers enjoy most about it, if the book is interesting in its first issue, which is mostly setup. There's a lot of character progression, there's a lot of emotion, but, Arjun hopefully will get to draw some really pretty pictures. We'll get to have some guys wearing costumes, because I know that's what people want when they pick up a comic book. So anyway, things are going really well. I just want to share my excitement. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. I got to get up in 6 hours and go to work. But want to put it out there. Things are still moving. I have not given up yet. I don't see myself doing that. And thanks for listening. Good night.